So for those of you that don't know, this is Father Jose Maniangat. He's originally from India, and he's currently serving as a priest here in the United States, in the beautiful state of Florida.
And the name of the diocese is St. Augustine Diocese.
Yeah, and he has a ministry that involves many, many things, including healing ministry, deliverance, praying with people, something very beautiful. So he serves there, but he also, his ministry extends throughout many places and hopefully in the future even further. So it's great to have you here, Father Jose. Yes. Yeah, so tell me what happened to you. You were saying it was about 30 something years ago. What happened to you? And then what did you experience after that?
I give it a nutshell, a summary of that, because the story is a big story, but we don't know how it take time in a long, long time. So I give a nutshell of that because I born in India. July 16, 1949. I entered the seminary, was only 14. And after that, I graduated high school, that time was 10th grade. So then in the seminary, I went to minor seminary, then the major seminary, philosophy and theology. So I became a priest New Year's Day, 1975. So this New Year going to be 48 years. Thank you. And two more years, God is Jubilee, you know, 2025. Yeah, two more years. I can't believe that, you know. I'm priest for a long time. And I worked in the mission in Kerala. There are more than 30 dioceses. Very small, state, you know, in India. 30 different dioceses. And there are three, rites, many rites in the Catholic Church. So we have our Latin, Latin rites that we have now. Then beside, the Oriental rites, like Sero Malabar rites, Sero Malangar rite. So three rites in Kerala. So I born in a Sero Malabar rites, and then Sero Malangar, they had no priest. So I think about a missionary. So I joined the Malangara rites. I was in there, and this story started there. Then this that only two dioceses, the whole state, were Malangara rite. So they sent me far away from my home to the north of my state, Kerala. Mm-hmm. So I was there in a missionary priest, and there was a small mission. So Bishop gave me a motorcycle. That was my transportation. That time, no kind of a car or nothing. So because of long distance, I had to get a motorcycle. So Bishop gave me that.
Yeah.
So this happened. This is a very important event. My life after death experience story. So this happened 1985, April 14th. So that year, April 14th was the first Sunday after Easter. And that is a divine mass, a Sunday now.
Yeah.
That was not popular that time, 85. But now it's popular, divine mass, a Sunday. And and in India, the majority of people are Hindus, Hindu religion. And I would say only 3% Christians, Catholics, and many are in Kerala, my state. So April 14th, every year, it's a Hindu festival. So a man who was celebrating the Hindu festival, who was drunk, and he coming using a jeep. So he's driving a jeep and come and hit my motorcycle. The head-on collision. Because of the impact, so I was thrown from the motorcycle and hit on a telephone line. The telephone line and then down, I fell down. And many of you can see, so the mark here in my side, this part of the accident happened. And also you can see my wrist, you can see that my wrist two are broken. Yeah. And my lower jaw broke and three monthly wired. Okay. Like this, I can open my mouth. And my three ribs broken. And my pelvis. Broken, many places broken, knee broke, and below the knee, my right side bone broken, and so many veins cutting because of the impact. So began cutting. So blood coming from my body like a hose, the water coming like that. Blood goes spreading everywhere. So the man who was driving, he ran away because at that time he was afraid the people they are coming to hit him. So he ran away. So the people put me in the jeep because the key was there. He left the key. So taking me on the way to the hospital, my sore came out. Nobody noticed that, you know. So that nobody can noticing that. So I came out, and then I saw my guardian angel, beautiful angel, beautiful. I cannot imagine my angel look like radiant and beautiful, and the angel looked at me and said, "No, Jesus, Lord have a message for you, a great mission for you. So come with me." So I go in with the angel, and on the way, the angel told me, "We have to go to the hell. Jesus warned that I shall show you the hell and purgatory before going to heaven." So experience. So I go to the hell. I have no time to talk too much. That's a long story. Hell, you know. And any mortal sin, unrepentant, you know, that lead to the hell. That's the angel told me. One enough, unrepentant, you know, before the death, lead to hell. There are seven levels of suffering, you know, the fire, the worms, and the screams, and the words. And after that, the angel escorted me to the purgatory.